Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
So in case any of you guys are wondering, just, you know, your strictly platonic girlfriends, come on now, do them a solid. Don't be double booking them. Don't do that shit. You can do that with girls you're sleeping with. Women are still wired as women. We can be horny as fuck, but we're wired differently. And if you want to get what you want, let me show you how to work within those parameters.
Hello, hello, everyone. All right. Long time no talk. I hope everyone's doing well out there. I know I've been getting a lot of messages asking when I'll be podcasting again. And first of all, and obviously here I am, but first of all, it is my 50th episode. I cannot fucking believe it. 50 episodes. So first and foremost, thanks to all of you who have listened from the beginning and continue to listen and to follow The Curious Girl. Mwah. I love you guys. That's awesome. And thank you for, you guys are the ones that stay on me about when I'm slacking and not putting up a podcast. I need to be reminded. I know I have been slacking and I apologize. I'm not going to try to make any excuses, but yes, I know I've been slacking. But anyway, here we are 50 episodes into it. I'm excited. I wanted to kind of start with something kind of funny this morning. You know, as many of you know, if you're following the podcast, I had a date, and that was this past Saturday. And I think I'm just now walking right. I don't know where I am. We're about midweek. I'm just now walking right after the weekend. Oh. It's kind of the best, worst feeling you're ever going to have when you're, it's like, you know, the best workout. You're sore, you feel good, and you're just like, what the fuck just happened to me? I got worked. Anyway, many fond memories of that this past weekend. I will get into that later. But the funny thing is, so this morning I'm, you know, all turned on as I usually wake up pretty turned on. And, so I get my little pink little vibrator out and, just one that you put on your clit. And right as I'm ready to come, the fucker dies, the batteries go dead. You know, it was funny as I was thinking to myself, boy, when was the last time I changed these batteries? Because they, you know, it, I played with it a little bit, on Saturday. And so anyway, it dies right as I'm on the edge, and I knew it. And then I said to myself, see, you blew it. You knew this was going to happen. You were thinking about it. And I was even edging myself a little bit, and I should have just fucking come when I did, but I'm more than made up for it. I used my hand, just rocked that shit old school, and had two orgasms. One, and then I did my, like, usually when I come, I can really quickly crank out another one right after it. It's interesting. It's an interesting phenomenon. It's almost like once the floodgates are open, you can, then they just kind of roll in. However, they're not as strong. I'm wondering if anybody else has that same thing. Just the ones, the quick ones you have right kind of back to back, within, you know, literally within a minute, you know, 30 seconds of the first one, which is usually pretty big and very satisfying. But then I can just get these little quick ones. And so I did. Anyway, okay. Enough of that. That's how I started my morning. But let me tell you how I have a little gripe here. Let me tell you how I ended my night last night. Now, I told him I was going to call him out, but I don't know if I'm going to say his name. Well, last night I went out to dinner with a friend, just a friend. We're strictly platonic, but he knows, you know, the Curious Girl, and we talk about everything. We talk about business. It's the full gamut, you know, and we always talk about our personal lives and what's going on. And we started to get into some really fun, funny, just, you know, when we start talking about sex, but, you know, because he's a guy, it's just fun, the banter, you know, between the two of us. And because we're such good friends, you know, we just let it rip. And I wanted him to, I said, you've got to come over and do another podcast with me. He's like, oh, I can't, I got to go. And I'm like, what? When do you got to go? Well, turns out he had double fucking booked me. Yes. Now, mind you, he and I are strictly platonic. We've never had sex. This is like my brother from another mother. You know, I mean, like if I was a guy, I'd be him. But that guy, I'm just going to say his name, Joel. You double booked me. I told him I was going to add him on a podcast. I told him, I'm like, well, that's what you get. If you're not going to podcast with me, I'll podcast about you. So there you go. Anyway, I did not think that was right. He already was texting me this morning. I just gave him shit about it. You know, I'm like, yeah. You know, he said something like, oh, thanks for such a fun evening. I'm like, yeah, I think the fun started when you dropped my ass off. And we're like, there you go. Gotta go. See you later. You're busted. Busted. Anyway, but I can't wait to get the down and dirty on that to see what's going on there. Anyhow, the moral behind that story is even your girlfriends that are just girlfriends, there's, you know, nothing sexual between the two of you. We don't like to be double booked. Not this girl. My ego can't stand that. You know, I just want to be the only star in anybody's like stratosphere when I'm with them. You know, they want to be spending time with me. They're not like, okay, let's wrap it up. I got to drop you off and I got to go. I didn't know we had a time limit. All right. So next time, give me a warning, like, hey, we're on the clock here. We got to wrap this up. All right. So in case any of you guys are wondering, just, you know, your strictly platonic girlfriends, come on now. Do them a solid. Don't be double booking them. Don't do that shit. You can do that with girls you're sleeping with. That's okay. That's appropriate. I mean, you know, nobody likes it, right? But if that's the way you want to go, make sure that it's a true double booking. Okay. I think I'm going to save the actual talking about, you know, my weekend sex for the end of this. But I did have one person. There's a guy that follows me on Tumblr and I follow him. It's a great blog. I'll throw it out there. His handle is Dedicated Dominance. And he used to have a blog. I don't know what happened there. It was Lifestyles of Kink. Just great stuff. And I always reblog his stuff. And anyway, he kind of said, hey, you know, first of all, he was saying, hey, what are you going to do in the podcast? Then he says, I actually said, if you want to pick a subject, what should I blog about? And he said, blog about online dating. Now, I don't think he was, I'm not sure under what context, what he was asking specifically, but I'm going to spend a little time on that because I've said before in my other previous podcast, I feel like the fucking shit that goes on online, it just curls your hair, you know, and I'm pretty tolerant. Some of you may not agree with that, but I'm pretty tolerant for a lot of stuff. And you're going to get everything thrown at you. So I thought I'd take just a little bit of time to give my two cents, just my opinion on how I think guys could do better with, you know, get, I guess, a higher conversion. You know, I mean, right. I understand it is somewhat of a numbers game. And most of these
sites, these hookup sites, which I am on a hookup site. Most of these sites are, what do we want to call it? They're mostly men. I mean, you know, because you guys are typically hornier than the rest of us. So, you know, when you get on there and you think you're coming across these horny females, you know, that share your level of horniness, maybe you just get, you kind of lose your shit a little bit and get overzealous. Trust me on this. You still need to realize you're not dealing with a man. I feel like a lot of these guys come at me like they'd want me to come after them. Wise up. And ask yourself, how's that working? Because I'm guaranteeing you it's not. Women are still wired as women. We can be horny as fuck, but we're still thinking like chicks. I'm sorry, you know, and I don't even like to use that word, chicks. But I'm gonna try to go to the man speak here and speak to you guys in your lingo. But we're wired differently. And the sooner you don't have to agree with it. It may drive you nuts. If you want to get what you want, get over it. And let me show you how to work within those parameters so that you get the result that you want. So first of all, read the motherfucking profile. Women actually sit there. We spend time and thought and effort into our profiles. Why? Because we want to use that as a tool to weed out the dipshits that we don't want contacting us. So it's really discouraging when the dipshits just don't read it and contact us anyway, right? And that's why you're not getting a response back. Because if you're not getting a response back, 9 times out of 10, what you wrote was just so stupid. And I hate to be disparaging, but I am going to let it rip here. It's so ridiculous and so poorly thought out that there's no possible way in hell I would let you anywhere near my legs with a finger, a tongue, let alone your penis. Okay? I mean, like, let's just get that out there. So remember, you're trying to get in good with the vagina. And the vagina is sensitive and it thinks like a girl. So remember, don't come on to a woman like a dude. Okay. That maybe, you know, just, I don't even think some of these poor examples of how you approach somebody would work for a dude. I mean, somebody's going to be just like, oh, psh, delete, delete, delete. And I'll tell you, I get a lot of messages, and depending on my mood, which is usually pretty sassy, you know, sometimes I feel sorry for people and I'll just say thanks. I mean, I do try to say thanks or whatever. But if your message is just so ridiculous, I just delete you. I mean, you're not going to hear from me at all. So let's start with reading the profile. Read the profile and then notice and compliment. Notice something and make a compliment. I don't know. I don't care whether it's, you know, wow, you know, your pictures are really beautiful. I really like what you said, you know, when you said this or what. And I know, like, some of you are probably like barfing right now, but you gotta lay it on a little thick. If you think it's sappy and doesn't feel right, go with it. You're on the right track. Trust me. Go down that rabbit hole. You'll get laid a lot more often. So, you know, send her something that's original. I get these. I can tell they're just cut and paste. And it's just like, again, when you feel like a commodity, it's a turnoff. And it doesn't get me wet, doesn't get me excited, does zero for me. And, you just wasted half a brain cell it took me to, you know, click my mouse and delete you. So send something that's genuine. And then if you see that starts to work,
you know, keep the framework of that message. I'm not saying I'm all about streamlining things. Keep the framework of that message and then sort of customize it for each person you contact. That's the way to do it. Just, and then proofread, make sure, you know, you don't have a lot of misspellings and shit like that. I mean, that doesn't go well either. So spend a little time with something that's well thought out and then kind of modify it and customize it for each person that you're reaching out to. So they know, you know, it says something specifically about their profile or them. So it feels genuine. That is my number one. Number two is, you know, if you don't have anything up about yourself, because again, remember, women read the profiles. I go and I check. I mean, the first thing I do when I get a message is I look. Now, also, if I get a message and there's no face pic or pics to look at, it's just the plain, just not even filled out profile. I'm like, this guy, not only, I mean, he's lazy. Do I want to fuck a lazy fucker? No, that makes me think you're going to be bad in bed. Like, you don't even take the time to, you think so little of yourself. You don't even take the time to write something decent or put up a couple pictures. You know, I mean, that's going to get you nowhere. And if you contact me without a face pic, I mean, who the fuck am I talking to? And we all know how I feel about the dick pics. I mean, if you just like slap your dick up there and that's your main picture is your penis, that doesn't do it for me either. So, I talk to a lot of women, trust me guys, they feel the same way. Now you might get the one-off woman who is going to go crazy over your penis pic. But remember, I guarantee you that woman is, well, she's probably got the pussy that looks like roast beef. You know, I mean, like, it's been used and abused. It's not pretty anymore. It's got some miles. It's not just gently used. It's tired. It's tired. So again, just go with me on this and really, if you follow this philosophy, I think you're going to do well. Now there's one example I want to give in particular of what not to do and what not to say. I get this shit all the time, but it's a really good cautionary tale of what doesn't work. God, I hope I still have it. Where is it? Oh, I know I saved that guy. Hold on now. Oh, here we go. Okay. So I get this message from this guy. I'll give him some credit. He's got a face pic. All right. But not a face I'm attracted to. And the message that follows, you know, goes along with that unattractiveness. But here we go. So he sends me a message. He also says where he lives, local, which is local to me, but I won't say the city. And then, you know, he puts his phone number in there. And of course, I won't say that. But here it is. His name's Rommel. Hello, I'm Rommel from Mexico. I live in bleep. I love your pictures. Profile. They're amazing and super hot. I'd love to meet you and fuck your pussy very good. Do you like sex, please? And then he puts his phone number up. I want to come over and fuck your pussy all day and all night long. Tempting, Rommel. Very, very tempting. You know, thank you, but no. So this is the kind of stuff, guys, that, you know, women get bombarded with. This kind of shit. It makes us jaded. There's just times where you're like, what the fuck? I mean, really? Does that work on anybody? And what would the person that worked on look like? I mean, that's, you know, that might work on some crack whore. I mean, really, seriously. I have pictures of myself up and I would say, you know, that I probably don't look like a lot of women that are on this site. And I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just saying, you know, like my pictures are a little more, I mean, they're provocative, but they're not nasty. And I don't have any, you know, listen, I'm not a prude. When it, you know, get me behind closed doors, I'm as nasty as the rest of them. I just don't feel that you have to be totally overt about it. I think you can, I think intimating things, you know, things and leaving a little something to the imagination is hot. And that's what drives desire. So, you know, when you just, I think the women that are just putting their, you know, just open pussy shots, like flat out, like you can see up their birth canal. I don't know. That does nothing for me. And I just, that's just me, you know? And again, the guys that are like, that, you know, are losing their shit over staring directly up and at someone's ovaries, you know, before you've even seen their face. I don't know. I don't know. What's wrong with you guys? Seriously. No. All right. Off that. But so this guy sends me this, and you know what I want to do? And I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to try to do this for the next podcast. I'm going to try to call this guy on my Skype number because I can block him afterwards and see if I can get him on the phone and record him and just say, yeah, you know, read his message back and say, okay, I'm ready to go. What? Let's do this. What's the deal, Rommel? You got a big one. I'm just going to hammer him. and then I'll probably say, oh, wait. Oh, you know what? Oh, hey, I got a call coming in. Let me call you back. And then I'll ghost him. That'll be that. So I think that would be, I mean, I hate to be cruel, but I kind of feel like this guy deserves it. And I am a little cruel. I have my cruel sides. So there you go. The next thing is, you know, moving along with someone, obviously you don't want to drag it out forever. You don't want to be sending a bunch of, you know, pictures back and forth. And I get annoyed too when guys are just asking me for more pictures and more pictures. I'm like, fuck off. I have plenty of pictures up. And guess what? I'm not here to add to your spank bank. That's annoying to me. You've got a whole website. Just download the rest of that shit. Don't, you know, bug me. But I want to move it along, and I think most guys want to move it along. So I do know, you know, guys, in your defense, I know that women sometimes, they're really just on there. Some women are on there for the attention. They don't actually want to meet. So, like, it's all fun for them to flirt, and they get their ego stroked, and they feel, you know, satisfied, but they're not really interested in meeting face-to-face. So, and I do, you know, I hear that a lot. So, and I believe it. You know, I believe that that women are doing that. They're definitely capable of that. So, you know, try to move it along, exchange a few messages. I like to get on the phone and hear their voice. Then I like to meet, and that's to test the chemistry. Because for me, you know, I gotta know that I'm attracted, and I don't want to do any ugly fucking again. You guys heard that podcast, ugly fucking. Yeah, that's not happening again. Every time, see, when I broke my rules, when I broke my, this is how I do it to properly qualify the person, that just blew up in my face. So don't want that happening again. So, and I would assume guys don't either. I mean, you know what, you're just going to show up and you got, don't you want to, I mean, yeah, I got to meet him face to face. I can't just take a chance of, hey, come to, here's my address, or let's meet in this hotel, you know, before we've met prior to that, because it's just too awkward. And I don't know what, I'd be curious to know, like, if anybody's listening, like, write in and tell me what, if you've ever just had to ugly fuck, and did you do it? What happened? Did you just go for it and think about somebody more attractive? I mean, what, how do you handle that? Or have you ever just said, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that. But you couldn't get hard. I mean, if you weren't attracted, how'd you get it hard? Or is it just like that? You can be so simple-minded that if it's there and you'll just flip it over and not look at the face and go for it. I don't know. Anyway, I'd love some stories if anybody has any they want to share. Now, speaking of stories. Okay. So, as many of you know, there was the long-awaited reuniting of BE and myself. I need to force myself to blog about it, to write about it, because the details are going to be so much better when I write about it. But we did meet, and oh my gosh, it was well worth the wait. We went out to dinner, we went to a concert, and I just got to tell you, the anticipation and the buildup for the return of BE was a big part of the fun. I mean, just thinking about him and being excited to just be naked and sweaty and kiss him and have his hands all over me. He has the biggest hands of any hands down. I know that sounds funny. Hands down of any man I've ever been with. The biggest hands. And the guys I'm with are usually tall, you know, big tall guys. And oh, those hands. I love them all over me. And yeah, so when I first pick him up, I picked him up at the airport because he's traveling a lot. So he was coming in for the weekend, even though he lives where I live, coming in for the weekend just to see me. And then he had to fly back out the next day. So he had something like that. Yeah. Or he had been, I forget. Anyway, so he had his car there and he put his car there. Oh yeah. He put his car there because he was flying out. That's right. It was the end of the week. Anyway, I'm getting off. Doesn't matter. So I picked him up at the airport and I jump out, you know, and open the back of my car and so he can put his luggage in. And I mean, I'm just all over him. And then, you know, people are like, you got to move it along. Because, you know, you're not supposed to stop. You're not supposed to stop and make out. It's loading and unloading only. It's not loading, unloading, and making out. So, I had to grope him and kiss him and take that moment. Oh, and then from there we went out and, you know, it's fun to be with somebody when you're just, of course I know we're going to have great sex and but I like this guy and just being around him and with him is fun. You know, this is what it's all about. This is what makes it exciting. It's interesting. This is why I don't want to just fuck, you know? I mean, everybody loves to fuck. Of course it's fun. It's pleasurable, all that. But I want, with the guys that I see, I want the full enchilada. I don't want just, okay, let's meet. I mean, I enjoy spending time with someone and getting to know them. Again, this doesn't mean that we're skipping off into the sunset, or this doesn't mean that we're, that it has to get serious. I mean, sometimes that's not to say it doesn't, but sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. But you can just really enjoy someone for everything that they have to offer. That's when it's really fun. So that I have that kind of a dynamic with BE. So I always, always look forward to him, you know, and think about him. And so anyway, we do our dinner, we do our concert. We actually just get, you know, we're like, we got to get out of the concert. We got to go back to the hotel room. Enough's enough, right? And oh my God, it was so fucking hot, you know? It was so good. And it was nasty and raunchy and also, you know, emotional and connected. It was all those things. And I fucking went for it. I mean, I held the longest eye gaze ever. I mean, I should get an award. This is like, you know, when I said that I'd turn the corner on things and that I want more intimacy and, you know, whoever I'm with, I want to be able to have a more intimate connection. I wasn't fooling around. And just normally when I look, if there's eye contact, I can only do it for so long. I don't know, a few seconds, 3 or 4, something like that. And then I have to look away. There wasn't any looking away. And you know what? I didn't want to look away. It was kind of a head trip. I was just like, whoa. And now don't laugh, because a lot of people are used to doing this, you know, but really like looking into somebody's eyes while they're inside you. Whoa. It just takes it to a different level. And you know, and then just that it was very physical, and there was a lot of sweating, and it's like, I just like couldn't, I mean, I couldn't get enough of him. I couldn't get him deep enough. I wanted every part of him, you know, like, get on me, in me. I need you. I want you right fucking now. That kind of sex. And I'm still beaming from it. Like, I'm just, yeah, it was great. I'm finding, like, I'm really, like, this is why I need to write about it, because it's like when I sit and I need to sit and just like get it all out. But it was very fun. And you know what? And then just waking up, I spent the night. See, all my rules, like, don't sleep over, no overnights. Oh no, I stayed the night, and just getting up the next morning with him and getting, you know, breakfast and hanging out, and it was fun. It was, and I want more of that. And moving forward, I don't know that I want this super casual stuff. I mean, we'll see. I don't, you know, with people, that may be sort of like the deciding factor. Like, can I really let down my guard with this person? And that, you know, and if I can't, then, or I don't feel that connection or whatever, then I may get even more picky. We have a long laundry list of things we want to do together, and he wants to do, you know, he's fine with doing, you know, a male-male, male-female, male threesome. And in fact, totally wants to do that with me. And so we just have a lot of fun stuff and that we're going to get to experience. And I'm excited to do all that stuff with him, because he's just like, he's a catch. I mean, not gonna lie, like I said, there's guys you run across, you're like, how is this guy fucking single? I don't get it. Anyhow, so there you have it. There's my little update. Oh my, I'm just thinking about the orgasms, all the orgasms I had. Way better. They definitely trumped the little two that I had this morning. By myself, but yeah, and we have plans to get together again soon, so stay tuned, there's just more to come, you know, more shenanigans, all the things that you've come to expect, and I feel like I'm back, you know, I'm back, like, back, I'm different, I'm definitely different after what I've been through, you know, with my mom and everything, but it's weird. I don't feel like such an emotional chicken shit anymore. Maybe because I've been through some heavy shit recently, and you know, I know what really, really, how bad you can feel over loss. That's not romantic loss, but paternal loss, you know, I mean, that just hits you so deep. And, you know, I'm like, if, hey, I can get through that. I can, you know, if you, I don't have to be worried about, I can put myself out there, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, you know? It's okay. You don't have to hold back anymore. Just go for it and really, really live. Really, really experience everything that you can. And now I'm greedy for it. Now I'm like, yes, you know? I feel a parts of myself have returned, and I'm just ready to go, ready to take it on. So there you have it. And stay tuned for hopefully what I think will be a very exciting summer. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.